Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Friday, November 16th. With winter arriving before Thanksgiving, a fair amount of ice and snow yesterday. It was just enough to create some down trees and power lines, and there are outages across the Pittsburgh area in large numbers. Duquesne Light has around 20,000 customers offline. The biggest numbers are found in Hampton, Indiana, O'Hara, Richland, and West Deer. First Energy is showing about 29,000 customers without power as of 7 a.m. in Butler County, 5,100 in Allegheny County, 1,000 in Westmoreland, 2,000 in Beaver, 500 in Fayette, 500 in Washington County. Almost an inch of liquid precipitation fell at Pittsburgh International on Thursday. That brings the total for the year to just over 51 inches. The National Weather Service says 2018 is now the third wettest year on record. 52.25 inches fell in 1990, the second wettest year. Homeless shelters are gearing up for the winter season ahead. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStillo has that story.
Pittsburgh Mercy's Operation Safety Net was expecting a full house last night at Shepherd's Heart Fellowship and Veterans Home Uptown.
There's going to be a large number of people that have nowhere to go, and they're welcome to stay with us every night until the end of March.
Brian Matu says they can take 30 women, 45 men, and will house more when they move back to Smithfield United Church downtown in December. Other large centers include Bethlehem Haven for women and Light of Life Rescue Mission for men. There are an estimated 1,100 homeless in Allegheny County any given night. Joe DeStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Light Up Night festivities begin just before noon today with a tree lighting ceremony at the county courthouse. Hundreds of thousands are expected downtown tonight. The NRG Santa Spectacular happens at Point State Park. There will be holiday-themed performances starting at 5 p.m. and Pittsburgh's own Gabby Barrett at 7:30. And there's also a crowd favorite.
Fireworks. Who doesn't love Zambelli fireworks? We'll close out the evening at 10 p.m. It's about a 25-minute show, so every kid will get their fill of fireworks for the rest of the season.
That is Jeremy Waldrop, the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. And I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.